They were the elite. The predators that ruled the earth. They ranged from the giant T-Rex, who relied on size and long, curved teeth, to the smaller raptors, who used speed and cunning. Science expands the evidence to unravel how widely different these dinosaurs were. They were the Earth's largest animals. New technology and forensic evidence helps paleontologists bring to life some of their final moments. Prehistoric Earth, 350 million years ago. The continents as we know them didn't exist. There was one major landmass called Pangaea. On Pangaea, the cities of Hong Kong and New York would have been separated by only 3,000 miles.
At the end of the Jurassic, the supercontinent of Pangaea was disintegrating. The individual components that made up this huge landmass were beginning to rotate first at different rates and then in different directions. This caused huge rifts between these landmasses and ultimately created the continents we see today. As they continued to break apart, the environmental changes in some cases were catastrophic.
156 million years ago, during the Jurassic period, the oceans were more widespread than at any other time on Earth. Through the forces of plate tectonics, the landmasses shifted and sea levels rose, flooding large areas. Where major American cities are now, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, even the Midwest, were waters hundreds of meters deep. The ocean extended all the way into central Utah. It was in that world that the first big killer could be found. The terror of the Jurassic, Allosaurus.
The name Allosaurus means other reptile. It lived in western North America during the late Jurassic period from 156 to about 145 million years ago. Its remains have been found in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and Montana, and at its time, there was nothing as bad as Allosaurus.